由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome, our listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你。
It is always a delight to know that you have tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
我们非常开心你能够收听今日的《天路导向》。
If you have listened to the last broadcast,
如果你曾经收听过上一集的《天路导向》的话，
you remember that I concluded the last message by telling you that Satan does not like to see God bless the believer.
你应该会听过我同你讲过，撒旦唔中意见到上帝赐福俾基督徒。
And that is why Satan designs a two-pronged strategy to defeat the Christians.
所以我话俾你听，撒旦佢就要设双重恶毒嘅计谋嚟伤害基督徒。
Satan uses unbelievers from the outside of the church.
撒旦会利用教会以外嘅非信徒。
And then he uses unsuspecting Christians from the inside.
亦都会利用教会里面毫无戒心嘅基督徒。
He uses outside forces to intimidate the active Christians into silence and compromise.
他会利用外面的势力恐吓热心的基督徒，不俾他们出声，让他们妥协。
And from within, he uses the unsuspecting, egotistical Christian to hassle and harass the effective Christian.
并在教会里面利用那些冇戒心又自大的基督徒彼此争吵，搅扰热心侍奉的基督徒。
He uses the ungodly forces of the world to numb us into inactivity.
我们发现到他利用这个世界不相信上帝的势力来麻醉我们，让我们冷淡。
And he uses the non-discerning Christians to disturb our peace.
他也都利用一些不知好歹的基督徒来搅扰我们的灵性。
He uses worldly temptations to lull us into inaction.
他利用世俗的诱惑让我们退缩。
And he uses sinning Christians to steal our joy.
又利用犯罪的基督徒来剥夺我们的喜乐。
This has been Satan's two-pronged strategy since the beginning of time.
这件事就是撒旦从创世以来不断使用的双重诡计。
It has never changed.
从来都没有变过。
It has never been modified.
从来都没有修改过。
It has never been deviated from.
从来都没有变过方向。
He does it cunningly.
他很狡猾地落手。
And he does it with dizzying speed.
他用一些令人会晕的速度。
And he will choose his times carefully.
他的时机是选择得很小心的。
But the basic strategy has never been changed.
但是撒旦基本的战略是没有改变过。
And this is the very strategy he used against the early church.
这个也都是他对付初期教会的阴谋。
As the work of God began to take hold,
正当上帝的工作逐渐展开的时候，
And as the gospel began to change lives,
正当福音开始改变人的生命的时候，
As the Holy Spirit began to convert and consecrate,
正当圣灵让人的生命回转归向圣洁的时候，
Satan moved in with the two-pronged attack.
撒旦潜伏而至，发动双重的攻击。
From without,
从外部，
he stirred up the Jewish elders and rulers.
他挑拨那些犹太教的长老和领袖。
From within,
从内部，
He deceived unsuspecting, insecure church members by appealing to their fragile egos.
他蒙蔽那些毫不设防、摇摆不定的教友，满足他们脆弱的自我。
Today we're going to examine the attack from without.
让我们今天一起来看看教会从外面而来的攻击。
Dr. Luke makes it clear that this particular wave of persecution was not coming from the Romans.
路加医生很清楚地指出，这一波的逼迫不是来自掌权的罗马政府。
This persecution was coming from the Jewish leaders.
这一次的逼迫是来自犹太教的领袖。
This type of persecution was incited by the Sadducees.
我哋见到呢一次嘅逼迫系由撒都该人发起噶。
Let me tell you about the Sadducees.
咁让我话俾你听撒都该人嘅背景。
The Sadducees were the ruling class of wealthy aristocrats.
撒都该人系富有嘅贵族领袖。
The Sadducees were the liberal establishment of the day.
喺当年撒都该人可以称为先进自由派啊。
The Sadducees believed that the Messianic age had come and gone.
撒都该人相信尼赛亚已经嚟咗走咗啦。
And they were not looking for a Messiah.
佢哋并唔期待尼赛亚嘅来临。
The Sadducees were the ones who denied the Old Testament doctrine of the resurrection of the dead.
撒都该人否认旧约圣经所讲死人复活嘅教义。
So you can understand their anger at the apostles for testifying to the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以你可以理解到当使徒见证耶稣基督身体复活嘅时候，佢哋几嬲。
But they were not alone.
但系佢哋唔单止系咁。
Misery loves company.
祸不单行。
The Jewish rulers of the temple.
原来喺犹太人嘅守殿官守住圣殿嘅官员。
The elders of the Jewish tribes,
各支派嘅长老
，the priests of the temple,
圣殿里面嘅祭司
，including the current high priest and the former high priest,
包括现任同埋前任嘅大祭司
，the teachers of the law,
包括文士
，all of these people plus some unidentified individuals,
所有嘅呢啲人同埋一啲身份不明嘅人。
All became united in their opposition to the teaching of the supremacy of Christ.
全部联合起来反对基督至上的教导。
Jesus' name disturbed these alliances in 33 AD.
原来耶稣的名让公元33年那些人感到不安。
It also disturbs many alliances today.
同样亦都让到今日好多嘅联盟团体感到不安。
Do you know why?
知唔知点解啊
？Because Jesus' name has power.
因为耶稣嘅名字系带有能力。
And egomaniacs do not want to share power.
而人嘅骄傲自大绝对唔容许权力分散。
Because Jesus' name has authority.
原来耶稣嘅名系带有权柄。
The egomaniacs do not want to give up their authority.
而人嘅骄傲自大系唔想放弃佢嘅权威。
Because Jesus' name has healing power.
因为耶稣嘅名带有医治嘅大能。
But they want to live in their hopeless condition of sin.
但系佢哋却情愿犯罪，活喺绝望里面。
So they scream and they yell and they verbally attack and they threaten.
他们咆哮，他们喊叫，他们谩骂，他们威胁。
Why did these groups of people who normally can't stand each other become so united?
为什么这些人一向都互相对立，但是现在却联合在一起呢？
Dr. Luke tells us in Acts chapter 4 verse 2.
路加医生在使徒行传第四章第二节就告诉我们听了。
That because the apostles were giving an eyewitness account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为使徒他们将亲眼见到耶稣复活的事实见证出来了。
But why did they put the apostles on trial?
但是为什么他们要逮捕使徒并且审问他们呢?
It was to intimidate them.
你要记住,是因为他们为了要吓的使徒。
Because they had no case, they resorted to intimidation.
因为他们根本没有控诉的罪状，只能够恐吓的使徒。
As if to say, let's break the spirit.
就好像说，唉，等他们屈服吧。
Let's ostracize them and alienate them.
因为他们想孤立，想排斥他们吧。
Why do they go to all this trouble?
为什么这些人要这样做呢？
Why do they go to all this trouble with the disciples?
为什么他们要这样去处心积虑这样去对付使徒呢?
Because they were afraid lest people hear the truth.
原来他们因为很害怕当百姓听到真理的时候
lest people believe the truth and embrace the truth.
就会相信真理和接受真理。
Acts chapter 4, verse 4.
在《使徒行传》第四章第四节里面。
Luke tells us that many who heard the message believed and their number grew to 5,000.
路加告诉我们很多人听了道就相信而且有五千人那么多。
Here is something very important to encourage you, my friend.
我想告诉你听的朋友这个很重要的鼓励来的。
All of the intimidation that is designed to silence the witnessing for the gospel.
所有禁止为福音作见证的威吓
will fail.
都会失败。
Peter's response to the Sanhedrin had such irrefutable evidence that they were baffled as to what to do.
彼得对那些犹太教领袖的回答证据确凿，让他们无可反驳，亦都很困惑，不知应该怎样应付。
Let me tell you something of utmost importance.
让我告诉你一件很重要的事。
You must never be afraid to stand up for the truth of the gospel.
你要勇于维护福音的真理，千祈不要害怕。
You must never be bullied or intimidated into silence.
我想告诉你，千祈不要受到恐吓威胁之后就不出声。
The facts are on your side.
你要知道，你有事实，你有真理在你背面。
Their guilty conscience is on your side.
他们知道自己理亏的良心亦都在你这一边。
And ultimately God is on your side.
最重要就是上帝都在你这一边嘛，是不是？
In Acts 4:13-22 shows you their bafflement.
让我们一起来看看《使徒行传》第四章十三到二十二节，《使徒行传》第四章十三去到二十二节，让我们看看他们怎样的束手无策。咁请你听我读出第十三节。他们见到彼得和约翰的胆量，又见到他们原来就是没有学问、没有知识的普通人，他们就觉得很奇怪了，跟着就认出他们是跟过耶稣的。他们又看到那个被医好的人，就跟他们一起站在那里，就无话可说，于是就吩咐他们，你们从公会里面出去。跟着他们就彼此商议，说我们应该怎样处理这两个人呢？因为他们真的行了一件很明显的神迹，凡住在耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也都不能够说没有。但是他们怕这件事越来越传扬在人民之间，所以他们决定啊，我们一定要恐吓他们，叫他们不要再奉这个名对人讲论。于是就叫了彼得和约翰来说，禁止你们总不可以奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。彼得约翰就说，听你们不听上帝讲，你说这个在上帝面前合不合理先？你们自己想一下，我们所看到的、所听见的不能够不讲。官长为了百姓的缘故，根本就想不到办法去罚他们，又恐吓他们一餐，跟着就将他们释放了。这个就因为众人为所行的歧视都归荣耀给上帝，原来藉着上帝医治的那个人已经有四十岁了。
When they could not refute the evidence,
当那些人反驳不到这个明显的证据的时候，
they said these fellows did not get the proper education.
他们就说这些人都没有读过书的。
They did not have the right credentials.
他们根本就没有足够的资格。
Peter said to them,
彼得就跟他们说了，
You are arresting us because of a miracle?
你们为了这件神迹竟然就要逮捕我们啊？
You are harassing us because we believe in the supernatural God.
就因为我们相信那个行奇事的上帝，你就要迫害我们啊。
You are trying to intimidate us because we healed the man who was crippled for 40 years.
就是因为我们让一个残废了四十年的人得着医治，你们就要威吓我们啊？有没有搞错啊？
Now, my listening friends, I want you to notice several things about Satan's attack from without.
亲爱的朋友，请你注意有关撒旦从外面来攻击的几件事。
What Satan means for evil, God intends for good.
撒旦是出于恶意，但是上帝却要成全美善。
Satan wanted to destroy the first church.
撒旦企图摧毁初期嘅教会。
But instead, the following things happened.
相反，却成就咗以下嘅几件事。
First,
第一。
Peter and the apostles became more courageous and fearless than they ever thought they could.
彼得同埋其他嘅使徒都超越咗佢哋嘅限度，变得勇敢无惧。
Here's something important that you need to know.
嗱，有一样嘢你要知道嘅，好重要嘅。
There is nothing more aggravating to a bully than refusing to give in to him.
拒绝向恶势力屈服，往往都系对欺压者最有力嘅反击。
In most cases, bullies are cowards.
其实大部分嘅欺压人嘅都系懦夫嚟噶。
And when you stand your ground, they will show their true colors.
当你坚守立场嘅时候，佢哋懦弱嘅本色就会暴露出嚟。
When you are wrapped up in the full armor of God, you can stare down the enemy.
当你穿戴上帝所赐嘅全副军装，昂然挺立嘅时候，敌人就会畏惧，会退缩。
When the apostles talked about the resurrection,
当使徒讲到复活嘅时候
，the Sanhedrin did not dispute the evidence of the resurrection。
嗰啲宗教领袖并冇反驳复活嘅证据。
Do you know why？
你知唔知点解啊
？Because they couldn't。
因为佢哋反驳唔到啊。
Standing on the truth gives you courage。
站喺真理嘅立场上面，俾你勇气。
Standing on the power of the resurrection will embolden you to make you fearless.
站喺复活嘅大能上面，将鼓舞你无所畏惧。
Secondly,
第二
，because of the resurrection, the apostles experience greater solidarity.
因为复活嗰啲使徒更加团结。
Persecution strengthens the true believers.
逼迫使真正嘅基督徒坚强起嚟。
Persecution unites the true believers.
逼迫系能够让真正嘅基督徒团结起嚟。
Persecution draws true believers closer to the Lord.
逼迫让真正嘅基督徒更加靠近上帝。
You and I do not like the evil's attacks.
你同我都唔中意恶毒嘅攻击。
We do not seek the evil's attack.
我哋唔会去招惹恶毒嘅攻击，系咪先？
But there is nothing that will draw you closer to the Lord and to other Christians than the enemy's attack.
但敌人嘅攻击却能促使我哋靠近上帝，并且靠近其他嘅基督徒。
The third thing about the enemy's attack from without is this.
敌人从外来嘅攻击嘅第三个特点。
The apostles turned the persecution into a pulpit.
使徒将逼迫转变成为讲道嘅舞台。
Far from cowering and compromising.
使徒系绝对唔会懦弱，唔会妥协噶。
They did not say, "I will not take a stand anymore."
佢哋并冇讲话，我要放弃立场啦。
In fact, Peter said, "Let me tell you about Jesus whom you crucified."
事实上，彼得话，让我话俾你哋听有关你哋钉死耶稣嘅事。
Jesus is your only hope.
耶稣就系你哋唯一嘅盼望。
Jesus is your only way to salvation.
耶稣就系你哋获得救恩嘅唯一道路。
Jesus is your only way to heaven.
耶稣就系你哋进入天堂嘅唯一途径。
And you had better turn to him, repent and believe in him.
你哋应当归向佢，悔改并且相信耶稣基督。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I come to conclusion.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你喺我哋节目即将要结束嘅时候，仔细听我讲。
What the world is desperate for is not more compromises.
呢个世界急切需要嘅唔系妥协。
What the world is desperate for is someone who could say with Martin Luther.Here I stand, for I can do no other.
这个世界急切需要的就是好像马丁路德这样说，这个就是我的立场，我没有其他选择。
The fourth thing about Satan's attack from without is this.
有关撒旦第四个从外面攻击的特点是
It caused the church to be praising and praying church.
撒旦的攻击反而会成就了赞美和祷告的教会。
In verses 23 to 28 of Acts 4,
使徒行传第四章23去到28节 是这样讲的。两个人既然被释放，就到会友那里将祭司长和长老所讲的说话都话给那些会友听。会友听到就同心合意高声向上帝话：主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。你曾经借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口话：外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，神宰亦都聚集要敌挡主，并且主的受膏者。希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列的民果然在这里聚集要攻打你所高立的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。
When Peter and John were released, the church praised God and petitioned God.
当彼得和约翰被释放之后，全教会都一起赞美上帝，并且向上帝祷告。
When faced with opposition, they took comfort in the sovereignty of God.
当面对逼迫的时候，他们因为上帝掌管一切而得到安慰。
In their hour of perplexity,They knew that the Lord would not forsake them.
当他们感到迷茫困惑的时候，他们知道主绝对不会离弃他们。
Far from succumbing to temptation in the face of satanic attack, they became bolder.
当面对撒旦的攻击的时候，他们非但坚决抗拒屈服于诱惑，反而更加勇敢面对挑战。
As a result, the place shook.
结果那个地方被震撼。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果他们都被圣灵充满。
As they demonstrated the power of God in word and deed.
他们的话语和行为都彰显着上帝的大能。
My listening friend, let me ask you a few questions.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你几个问题。
Are you under attack?
你是不是受到攻击呢？
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主啦。
Are you harassed?
你是不是受到骚扰呢？
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主呢？
Are you feeling defeated?
你是不是感到失败呢？
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主啦。
Are you tempted to compromise?
你是不是想让步妥协呢？
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主啊。
Are you tempted to give up?
你是不是想放弃啊？
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主啊。
When you feel that you cannot take the heat of the battle, sing praises to the Lord.
当你感受到无办法在这场激烈的战争里面支撑下去的时候，唱诗赞美主啦。
For the enemy's attack can make you courageous.
敌人的攻击反而会让你越战越勇。
You can experience greater solidarity.
你会经历到更加大的团结。
And turn your persecution into a pulpit and your pain into praise.
亦都让到你所受的逼迫成为了你做见证的讲台，让你的痛苦转为赞美。在这里各位听众朋友，我想送上一首歌给你，这首歌叫做 Gloria。 这首歌是一个早期教会最兴去唱的歌曲，就是荣耀归于至高的上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。在这里送上给你 Gloria。
Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria
记住，我哋面对各样挑战嘅时候，都要识得去赞美上帝。赞美上帝就系敌挡魔鬼最好嘅办法。喺度希望你，亦都将你嘅人生变成赞美嘅人生。愿上帝大大赐福俾你。下次节目同样时间再会。